The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Trighorn Barracks in Edinburgh, linking up now with Three Scots of Blackwatch in Afghanistan, and we can go to Camp Shortcut and speak to Signaller Drew Brabs. Drew, good to speak to you, and first things first, how are you finding things in Afghanistan?
Everything's fine. Arrived about 4 weeks ago, everything's comfortable, and morale's good at the moment, so it's all doing very well.
And that settling in period, I'm sure you've not been just having a wee nosy around. It's been pretty busy for you since you arrived 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been mayhem, to be honest. Everybody's sort of finding their feet, but within the sort of last week, I think everyone's sort of found their feet, as I keep saying, and everything's going good.
The pre-deployment training is pretty comprehensive, isn't it? Does it really prepare you for what it's like when you land in Afghanistan?
Yeah, the training's brilliant. I feel as though I'm at the best as I could ever be, and it's also enjoyable as well, but a bit long, but all good.
So what's your role then with Three Scots?
I'm a Royal Signals electrician, so I'll just be out here sort of bobbing around, fixing any problems generator-wise. And hoping all the guys have got power.
Does the conditions cause extra problems? Does it make things more temperamental there?
Well, to say that we've been here now 3 or 4 weeks, we've sort of been cracking on weatherisation as well. And that's just little things like getting wooden pallets under our beds and sort of raising it up a good foot or so. And there's a few other things that we've been cracking on with, just ready for the rain coming. So I think that'll be... make things a little bit more interesting.
Although you're with Three Scots, I'm not detecting a Scottish accent there.
No, I'm from England, York, which is, I suppose, interesting for the Scottish here, but we got on good, just fine.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's some pretty good banter going on.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we're better at football than England, but that's all good fun.
Drew, anyone back home? First of all, I know you've got family in Fort George, but also obviously family down in York as well.
Yeah, I'd like to say a big hello to my wife, Vicky Brabs, and also my daughter, Daisy Faith Brabs. I love you loads, and I'm thinking of you all the time. Sorry I'm not going to be home for Christmas, cause it's actually my daughter's first birthday on Christmas Eve, and also my wedding anniversary on Christmas Eve, so I'll make up to you when I get back.
You've got a lot of making up to do, haven't you?
I have. I think it's going to be the cheapest wedding anniversary and also daughter's birthday, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Good to speak to you, Drew. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with Three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Corporal Christopher Wisher. You get called Wishy, is that right?
Yes, I do, yes.
And how's the deployment going for you so far? Very early days.
Not too bad, actually. It's, the weather's lovely. It's a bit better than Scotland just now.
Herrick 15 you're on. Have you deployed before?
Yes, I have. I was in Herrick 10 before.
Okay, and how's this comparing then?
It's a different job I'm doing, but it's still busy, and it's quite good fun to do what I'm doing in the environment I'm doing in.
And the experience of having that deployment, is that standing you in good stead?
Oh, definitely. It gives you the experience and the knowledge to do things better when you have to do them, even back in the UK. Gives you a bit more insight and knowledge into the way things work.
What's your role then with Three Scots?
Well, I'm actually the MT corporal, so it's a case of I'm in charge of the vehicles and the maintenance of the vehicles and things like that.
Now, again, I was asking Drew earlier on about the terrain and the conditions. I'm guessing that they play havoc with the vehicles as well.
Yes, they do. The conditions are getting better, but it's just a case of the drivers that we've got here are very well trained, and they're able to control most of the situations. If not, we've got certain elements that can help us in these arduous conditions.
What suffers most? Is it the tyres, the suspension?
Well, it's more or less the case of it's just wear and tear, general wear and tear in the vehicles. We're just keeping on top of the maintenance, keeps vehicles on the road.
Back home for you? Well, first of all, where is home for you?
I'm from Kirkcaldy originally, but I stay in Inverness with my wife and my little girl.
Okay, do you want to give them a wee mention?
Yep, I would just like to say hiya, Laura and Cara. Hope you're having fun. Just hope that everything's going well. I'll speak to you soon, and I'll just like to say hi to my mum and my three sisters and my little brother, who's just back from Afghanistan. He'll be home in the next couple of days. Spoke to him just before he left here, and I'll speak to him again when he gets home.
Great. Was that in person or just over the phone?
It was over the phone. We were two ships passing the night.
And you mentioned your daughter there. How old's your daughter?
My daughter's four. She turned four on the 10th of October, and she's turning 30. but that's my life problem just now.
Listen, really good to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time today, Christopher.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak now to WO2 Company Sergeant Major Stephen McSeveny. Stephen, good to speak to you. As I was saying to the other guys, it's still very early days in the deployment, but how are things going for you?
Things are going well. We've settled in now. We're into a good routine, and just going to crack on for the next 6 months, and before we know it, we'll be home.
You've deployed before as well with three Scots, haven't you?
Yes, we were on it up here at Tenor.
Are you able to see comparisons already?
No, well, me personally, no, I was a CQMS on the last tour, and because we were Aviation Assault Battalion, we were out most of the time, but this time I find myself in the mob shortcut, which I don't really get out that often, so it's a lot different for me personally.
So what's your role then?
I'm now the battle captain for the battle group headquarters.
And how are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it was a bit of a steep learning curve at first. I was a bit worried, but over the last couple of weeks I've picked it up, and I'm seeing we're doing all right with it just now. It's rolling good.
You really do have to hit the ground running. I know that you get a lot of very thorough and very comprehensive pre-deployment training, but the training doesn't stop there, of course.
Oh yeah, we go straight into a 5 or 7 day RSOI package where we go through all the training that we've done for the previous 9 months just to clarify the TTPs are correct and the troops on the ground know exactly what they're doing.
And back home for you, where's back home?
Back home's Inverness. My mother and my stepfather live in Culloden, and my wife and my three children and my sister and her two children and her husband live in the Army Estate in Inverness.
Okay, do you want to give them, we could be here a wee while, but do you want to give them all a mention by name?
I'll say hello to my wife Tracy and my three kids, Amy, John and Cameron, my sister Claire and her husband Sammy, and the two girls, Ellie and Katie, and my mum, Mary, and stepfather, Dave. Hi, how are you doing?
Excellent. Stephen, really good to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time today.
No bother, thank you very much.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.